The second thing I've seen are people who have enormously high ejection fractions at the start, 70-75%. When I see that, I repeat it right away before I start the trastuzumab. And the reason why is that it's usually an overestimate, and it's actually really 60 or 65%. And the problem is next time you get one and it's 60%, it looks like a 15% drop, which exceeds the limits of drop to remain on the study, and you're in trouble.
Coffee, stress, and exercise.
That's right. Heart rate goes
so
up.
Here's a lady I think meets George's criteria. If you decided you needed to treat her, certainly TC would be a reasonable thing to do. And certainly if you or she felt that you wanted to give her Herceptin, 3 months would be a very reasonable thing to do in this lady. And I can't recall the cardiac toxicity from Finn here. I think it was pretty minimal.
It was minimal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite minimal.
It was.
But she's going to have trouble with any chemotherapy.
The only thing to add about the measures is my understanding from the cardiologist is that the variability in result with echo is thought to be higher than with MUGA. And so I think there's a reason that there's a preference
for MUGA. Personally, I think that's institutional. At the University of Michigan, where we have a really terrific echo group, and at IU, where they trained, by the way, and they moved to Michigan, I believe echoes are considered more accurate than the scintigraphic evaluation. Well, I think it's also very institutional.
There's also the issue, and I know this came out in Memorial, the same data that I was going to ask you to talk about, Andy, which is the issue of variability in different labs and whether or not the same lab should be doing these tests. Is that generally the way you approach it?
Yeah, I mean, the issues are certainly one would like to do the same test pre, post, and in follow-up. And if you are doing the same test, doing it in the same location certainly can matter. And we've seen that in our own pilot studies, uniquely really not seeing any major changes pre and post AC, which I know is somewhat of a departure from other experiences in an adjuvant pilot with Herceptin.